When I was little, I used to play a card game called Happy Families. Put your hands up if you have ever played Happy Families. That's good. I noted at St. Peter's earlier this morning that anybody born after the 1970s didn't seem to have played it, but here a few younger ones have played it. If you've never played it, then the game features members of different families, and the aim of the game is to collect all four members of each family. So, for example, you collect Mr. Bun the baker, Mrs. Bun the baker's wife, Master Bun the baker's son, and Miss Bun the baker's daughter. I am pleased to tell you that in the modern incarnation of the game, you get to collect Mrs. Bun the baker and Mr. Bun the baker's husband. I was very pleased to hear about that. There you go. So I grew up playing that game a lot, where you collect these families into their neat little groups and they all fit together. But as I grew up, I realised that most families are different. In fact, the families in Happy Families are the unusual ones, because families come in all shapes and sizes. And families don't always have the same surname like they do in Happy Families. And families are not always happy. Earlier this week, I decided to have a look at some of the families in the Bible. And in particular, I was looking at some of the mums in the Bible, thinking about Mother's Day. And one of the things that I noticed is that none of the families in the Bible are like the Bun family in the Happy Families game. Because in the Bible, families come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. In the Bible, families don't always have the same surnames. And in the Bible, families are not always happy. In fact, I tried to find a nice happy story about a mum for Mother's Day, and I couldn't. Because most of the stories in the Bible about mums have something in them that is really sad or difficult or challenging. One of the families that the Bible mentions is Jesus' own family. And of course, a moment ago, Emmy read to us from John's Gospel all about Jesus and his mum Mary. And of course, that's quite a sad story as well, because Jesus is dying. And one of the last things that he does is he asks his best friend to be like a son to his mum, and he asks his mum to be a mother to his best friend. I think it's amazing that right in the last few minutes of Jesus' life, he thinks it's important enough to create a new family. I think God wants us to be in families, but they don't have to be like the Bun family from Happy Families. In God's families, we don't have to have the same surname. We don't have to have four members in order to be a proper family. And we don't even have to be happy. We're allowed to be sad, because I think God recognises there are lots of things in families that can be hard and challenging. The most important thing in God's family isn't about being part of a matching set, all four of you together. I think it's about loving one another and looking after one another. In our story about Sister Lucy, Sister Lucy wanted a family of her own, but it was just her, so she couldn't have one. So she decided to look after other children who didn't have a family, and they in turn looked to her as their mum. So today on Mother's Day, I want to celebrate the people that care for us and look after us. In particular, I want to celebrate the women who care for us and look after us. I want to celebrate the many things that women do that go unseen, unnoticed, and are rarely thanked. But I also want to remember what Jesus did on the cross, the way that he created a new family who could look after each other at a time where they were most vulnerable. So I wonder, who are the people that we could include in our families, whatever shape or size our families are? Who are the people who are in need at the moment who would love to be included? How could we create new families, a bit like Sister Lucy's family? Maybe we can't adopt a child that doesn't have a family, but perhaps there's something else we can do to draw together others who might not have a group to be part of. Happy Families is a great card game, and I loved playing it when I was a child. But now that I'm an adult, I prefer the kind of families that you get in the Bible. Families that are all sorts of different shapes and sizes, families with different surnames, and families that go through ups and downs. I think those are God's families. Amen.